The Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Jang on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
It is the Playbook with Sat and John on this Wednesday. The FIFA World Cup is coming to Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. for the year 2026.
8 years away, my man.
Yes.
You'll be like 57.
Yes, wow. I will be 57. Wait, no, I won't. Your math is wrong.
Buddy. I'm not good at math.
I'll be into my 40s by that point, but you will just be entering your 30s.
Well, no. I'll be right in the smack diddly dab of it.
You will be essentially my age in 8 years.
Wow.
Think of it that way.
Oh, man. If I live to see that long anyways, right?
Well, you don't live that dangerously. Come on, buddy. You don't.
You guys know what I have for breakfast.
Yeah. In an unhealthy way.
Yeah.
But not in terms of an exciting way. I mean, you're not Mr. John Jang thrill seeker.
Well, unless Walker challenges me to do like a parachute or skydiving thing next time, then we'll see.
You'll essentially do anything anybody challenges you to. I will not put that past you. Mm. We're going to be joined by Bobby Leonarduzzi here in a second, president of the Vancouver Whitecaps. And hey, the last time Canada was at a World Cup in 1986, Bobby Leonarduzzi was part of that team.
Right.
And so he knows all too well about the drought in Canada. And the hope is now with a three-nation host, Canada, U.S., and Mexico, that all three nations are going to get automatic bids to the 2026 World Cup. That has not yet been confirmed, but with the field expanding, that is the expectation. The question now locally is, can Vancouver get back into the fold? Let's bring in Bobby Leonarduzzi from the Whitecaps into this conversation. Bobby, always a pleasure getting you on the show. We appreciate it. Number one, I mean, just your level of excitement as a Canadian soccer fan that the World Cup is finally coming back to Canada. It's coming to Canada for the first time, really.
Yes. I am ecstatic, I can tell you. And there was some concern about Morocco. I mean, the boat went exactly the way it should have done. Had Morocco got it, there probably would have been a good reason to investigate how they could actually get it. So the fact that it's coming to North America it should have been, but we didn't really know until today, and now it's been confirmed. So I'm delighted. The idea that we could be a part of a World Cup, hosting a World Cup in Canada, is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And love the fact that it's 8 years away, and we've got that to look forward to. 8 years seems like a long time, but it's going to go by quickly. But in our build-up to 2026, we still have this World Cup to take place, and that's going to be an exciting – the month ahead is going to be very exciting. And then, of course, we have 2022. And I do believe – that we will be at the World Cup in 2022. So we'll have our precursor before we're hosting.
We certainly hope so. And in terms of the impact hosting a World Cup in Canada can have on the younger generation and in soccer in general, can we really put a number on how important and valuable this could be for the younger generation?
I'm not sure you can. The fact that with each World Cup that comes and goes, I'm absolutely amazed at the level of interest. And then this one will, I'm sure, be more profiled and watched than any of the previous World Cups. So it's going to happen again. And that kind of enthusiasm and interest is bound to spill over into the mainstream. And we've got the three MLS teams in Canada now that are all doing relatively well. And that part of our sport will continue to grow. The CPL will come on board next season and will be another tier of professional soccer that is much needed. So we have all these ingredients in place. And then you throw in the profile of hosting a World Cup in 2026. And It's a good time to be involved in the game. It's only going to get stronger and stronger as we evolve through the next 8 years to 2026.
And the other big question, Bobby, is the fact that Vancouver right now is not going to be one of the host cities. And I know a lot of soccer fans are disappointed about this. Do you believe that there's going to be another chance for Vancouver to get back into this, or do you think that ship has sailed essentially?
Oh, that ship has sailed. We're we're out of the running for that, and that's something we have to accept. It's I'm extremely disappointed, being a Vancouverite, born and raised here, that the prospects of actually getting in my car and driving downtown to watch a World Cup match at BC Place, and potentially a World Cup match that included our own country, would have been something that I would have never dreamed would have been a possibility. Well, it's not going to be a possibility in Vancouver, but what overrides the disappointment of not being able to watch a World Cup match in our backyard is the fact that it is in Canada, and we're going to benefit from that in Vancouver, even though we won't be one of the host venues.
I mean, Bob, you've got your finger on the pulse of soccer here in BC and the Lower Mainland as well as anyone. And is it truly impossible to get back in? Because 8 years is a long time, right? Even Victor said this morning on the starting lineup that things can happen, things can change. It's not like it's been cemented and stamped firmly, hasn't it?
Well, I think it has. And Victor would be a better guy to answer that question, because he's obviously a vice president of FIFA. But I guess what I don't want to do is raise my hopes or raise anyone else's hopes and expectations that you know that might happen. If that happens, well, then it would be like just like this announcement and how excited I was to know that it was coming to North America. If something were to transpire where the World Cup we could become one of the World Cup venues, mm-hmm. then it would be the same. I'd have the same reaction. I'd be absolutely ecstatic. But regardless of that, the fact that it's coming to North America for me is the most important aspect of this whole process.
You're absolutely right on that. I mean, 8 years from today, we're going to be so overjoyed once the things actually begin. But you don't have to go back very far when Vancouver, of course, hosted the Women's World Cup here just 3 years ago. But now, because of what's happened and withdrawing from the original bid, do you believe that there could be some longstanding effects between Vancouver as a host city for any of these events and the relationship they have with the CSA?
Well, if the CSA are doing their job, what they're going to do over the course of the next 8 years is, if there's any, not if there's any, that there will be qualifying matches. There will likely be friendlies played in Canada. But you can almost guarantee where those matches are going to be played. They're going to be played in Edmonton, mm-hmm. Montreal, and Toronto. And why wouldn't you? You need to invest in the markets that stepped up and decided that they wanted to be a part of this. So, you know, the domino effect of not being a part of the 2026 bid is that we've jeopardized the matches in the buildup to it. And there'll be plenty of those.
And, you know, we're talking to Bobby Lenarduzzi, Vancouver Whitecaps president here on Sportsnet 650 with Sat and John. And, you know, isn't that problematic considering how much effort's been made in BC over the years to bring soccer more here and sort of make this a central hub, because we have so many people playing, we can do it all year round, and it's been a real impetus for growth in this province. Could it really hinder the growth of soccer in our province with this going on, with, you know, Vancouver and BC in general being bypassed because of what's happened this past year?
Well, If you look at the facts, in fact, I think for both the men and the women, this has been the primary venue for our national teams over the last 4, 6, 8 years, and it's been without knowing this for a fact, but just thinking back, it's been the best attended venue for the men and the women. And we had the Honduras match here. We had the Mexico match. We had 50,000+. So we have established ourselves as a city and as a province that that will turn out for national team matches, be it men or women. So I don't think we're gonna lose out, because I think the idea of the build up to 2026, it will be Canada. It will be a Canadian bid. The fact that we aren't actually a part of that from a competitive point of view, it's disappointing. But I think with the Whitecaps and the interest that's been generated as a result of our club, I think we're gonna hang in there. We just won't be a part of the big show.
And Bobby, I mean, how much pride did you have this morning when you saw Alfonso Davies sort of take the podium, speak to the Congress, and talk about his journey, his story of becoming Canadian, and how much being Canadian means to him and representing his country now, which is Canada, on an international level? Like, how much pride did you have seeing one of your players, a guy you guys have grown into being who he is today, sort of have that moment in the sun?
Yeah, I'm going to defer to our club and the pride that we had in watching him address not an insignificant group. Mm-hmm. You're addressing the soccer world all in the same place. So the fact that he could get up there and tell his story and do it with conviction and sincerity. I had actually goosebumps as I was listening to him speak. And it goes beyond the game. I guess when he tells his story, where he came from, what his parents sacrificed for him to have a better opportunity at life, and for him to go and grasp that opportunity and be a talented young player, come into our system, and make the kind of strides that happen once in a blue moon. He is an anomaly. So his story, I think, reflects well more on the soccer world than it does on his abilities. And his abilities, if he keeps doing what he's doing, people are going to know, and they're going to know more about Alfonso Davies. But when he addressed the FIFA Congress this morning, he did it, and he did it without any real need to be a very, very good soccer player. I thought he told his story, and he told his story in a way that if you're not a soccer fan, you'd have to take a step back and say, "Wow, that's a 17-year-old that's got his life in order, and he's got the world, excuse the pun, at his feet."
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a fantastic story, and it's so easy to be prideful as a Whitecaps organization with what he's doing. And the fact of the matter is, the better he plays, it's less likely he'll be in Vancouver long term. And, you know, how difficult will it be to keep Alfonso with the Whitecaps over the next few years, considering how his profile is growing and how many big clubs, especially in Europe, are now showing interest in the young 17-year-old?
It's evolution, and it's not something that we'll just sit back and accept. You know, we'll want to have Alfonso here for as long as we possibly can. But as a club, you know, how do you deny a young player with the potential that he has the opportunity to go to the next level? So we haven't predetermined that he's going anywhere, but if he keeps playing the way that he's playing, it's likely going to happen. We would love to have him here for an indefinite period of time, but we're also realistic enough to know that if he keeps doing what he's doing, that's going to be highly unlikely. So we want the best for him, and in all honesty, if we're being honest, we want the best for our club as well, because moving him on will be a great reflection on what can happen if you're a good young player. Do you need to go straight to Europe, or do you just become one of a number? And if you stay here and do what he's done, will you get that opportunity regardless? And I think he's proven that more than likely that will be the case. So, you know, we're just happy that throughout the whole process, he's been unbelievably grounded. And that's a compliment to his parents. We put out a video that with his family, and you could tell after listening to the mom and the dad that they did a very, very good job in making sure that Alfonso, if in fact things were to go as well as they have done, was going to keep his feet firmly planted on the ground.
The future is bright for him indeed. Bob Leonarduzzi, president of the Vancouver Whitecaps, on Sportsnet 650. And if we're talking about Alfonso, Bob, then we also got to think back to your recent performance against Orlando, one of a great performance there from Alfonso. And if he continues to play like this, well, things might accelerate just a little bit for your club and for him. But how encouraged are you by your team's recent run of form here? I mean, there was a stretch where you weren't losing games, but you weren't picking up wins. And yet here you are, back-to-back wins over Colorado, Orlando, with Philly here coming up. How encouraged are you by all of this and the fact that the playoff spot's still very, very much in play here for your team?
Yeah, and you know, I actually think that we are our harshest critics. We don't need the supporters to tell us when things aren't going well. However, as a result of our being our harshest critics, the three home games that we drew against San Jose, Houston, and New England, I would defy anybody that was watching those matches to say that we shouldn't have picked up another 6 points because we created the chances and we should have won those games in spite of the fact that you know, we need to do a better job of goals against, which we, even on the weekend, we let ourselves down there, but we have been playing well, even in Minnesota when we ended up losing there 1-0. We should have won that game, or at least drawn it. So it's not like this has come out of left field. We were not just in those matches at home. We were dominant, and we've created the most chances in May of any team in MLS. We've scored 16 goals in 5 games. So we were doing things right. We just weren't converting. And on the weekend, it all came together. So I'm optimistic that we can continue that run of form. And the one thing that we need to be better at is that's not just the goalkeeper or the back four, but as a collective, we need to be better defensively. And that starts from the front guys back. And if we can do that and continue to score the goals that we're scoring, then the future looks bright.
Sportsnet 650.